بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، we thank Almighty Allah for bringing us together again to continue our study in Bulugh al-Maram. In our last class, we were in Kitab al-Zakat. We started by discussing the importance of Zakat in Islam, its benefits, the obligation. Then we started discussing the Zakat of grazing animals. And we discussed in detail the Zakat for camels. We looked at the various nisabs and what is due upon each nisab. Then we, after the zakat of camel, we now went into the zakat of sheep. Okay, and we also discussed the nisab for zakat of sheep and what is due upon every nisab. And while discussing, we also looked at partnership, when two or more people are grazing their animals together. We mentioned the statement of the Prophet of Allah where he said you should not separate what is combined, or combine what is separate, what is combined what is separated because of the fear of sadaqah, of giving out zakat. And we explain, we give examples of how that can be. So we could not finish that second hadith because it was too long. Today we shall continue from that second hadith from where we talk. The next part of the hadith Allah to continue from is where he said what he read. He may say dirham rubu al-ashr. Okay, rubu al-ashr. Why we say what he read? Arishka here means silver. Okay, silver. So in those days there used to be silver money, and there used to be gold money. Okay, silver money is called dirham, while gold money is called dinar. Okay. So, if we say what we read concerning silver, he may attain dirham. Dirham, like I said, is the money made from silver. So, if we say if you have 200 dirham, then the zakat for it is rubu al-ushr. That is a quarter of a cent. A quarter of 1 cent. When we say a quarter of 1 cent, that would be like, you know, you first of all divide the money into 10 parts, then you take 1 over 10, that 1 over 10, you divide it again into 4. So that will be a quarter of 1 tenth. That is rubu al-ushr. To make it easy, we can simply say 1 over 40. Do you understand? Now, a quarter of 10 is equivalent to 1 over 40. So, the Prophet is saying that if you have miyate dirham, you will give rubu al-ushr. So, if you are going to divide 200 dirham by 40, what would you give out of the zakat? Hmm? 200 divided by 40 equals to what? 20 equals to 5. 5 times 40 is 200. How much money? Equals to 5. So 200, have you? 45. So 200. Two hundred divided by 40 is 5. Alright? So in the Prophet says that when you have 200 dirham, you will give a quarter of 1 cent. I would say that that's like saying you should divide by 40. So if a person has 200 dirham, what you will give out as zakat is 5 dirham. Alright? That is the zakat, 5 dirham. We shall come to this in more detail later. I will explain again. Okay? Because it is the same calculation for both silver money and gold money. All is rubu al-ushr. The Prophet said, فَإِلَّمْ تَكُونُ. If you don't have up to 200 dirham, he said, فَإِلَّمْ تَكُونُ. If it is not up to that amount, إِلَّا تِسْعِينَ وَمِعَ. If you don't have up to that, what you have is 190 dirham. Then there is no zakat on it. Okay, so the zakat for dirham, that is silver money, the nisab, the minimum that you must have before zakat is obligatory is 200 a dirham, okay, it's 200 dirhams. So if it's less, God said, فَلَيْسَ فِيهَا صَدَقَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ رَبُّهَا, except if the owner of that money will to give out. Okay, if you intend to give out sadaqa, you can give out sadaqa, but not obligatory zakat. Now, he now said, وَمَنْ بَلَغَتْ عِنْدَهُ مِنَ الْإِبْنِ صَدَقَةً الْجَذَعَ. The Prophet said, whoever has camel, okay, camel that the number is up to what will make you to give out the sadaqa of al-jazah. Al-jazah, we said, is a camel, a she-camel, okay, that is what, that is 4 years old, alright, that is jazah. And if you remember what we were talking about last week, the amount, the quantity of camel that you have before you give out jazah is from 61 to 75. Okay, from 61 to 75, that is when you will give out jazah, which is a 4-year-old she camel. So the Prophet is saying that if you have the total quantity of camel that will warrant you to give out jazah as sadaqah, وَلَيْسَتْ عِنْدَهُ jazah, for you don't have a she camel of 4-year-old. Okay, وَعِنْدَهُ حِبْكَ, instead what you have is حِبْكَ. حِبْكَ we say is 3-year-old she camel. Okay, so what is due is 4-year-old she-camel. But you don't have 4-year-old she-camel in your flock. Okay, what you have is 3-year-old she-camel. So what do? The Prophet says, فَإِنَّهَا تُقْبَلْ مِنْهُ الْحِكَى. This 3-year-old she-camel should be accepted. Or I will be collected from you. وَيُجْعَلْ مَعَهَا شَاتَيْنِ إِنِ اسْتَيْسَرَتَا لَهُ. Then, see, you know, if you give out 3-year-old she-camel, you have not given out the required due. What is due is 4-year-old. What you have given out is 3-year-old. So the Prophet is saying that, وَيُجْعَلْ مَعَهَا شَعَتَيْنِ. Then in addition to this, you are going to give 2 goats. Okay? In his paisarata lahu, if they are available, if it is easy for you to do so. Okay? So you are supposed to give out 4-year-old she-camel. You don't have. What you have is 3-year-old she-camel. Give the 3-year-old she-camel, then you add 2 goats. Okay? You add 2 goats. Now, ishirina dirham, or you give 20 dirham. Okay? Or you give 20 dirham. Scholars say the Prophet mentioned 20 here because at that time, each goat, the value for each goat was 10 dirham. Okay? So since he says to give us 2 goats addition to the 3-year-old she-camel, then if you don't have the 2 goats, then pay the money. Alright, you pay the value of it. So you give out 20 dirhams. So in modern time now, okay, if a person is rearing camel, I would say he's supposed to give out a particular age, and the age he has is less. So you give out the one you have, then you give out 2 goats. If you don't have 2 goats, then you have to look for, we'll calculate what is the value of 2 moderate goats, not very big or very small, moderate. So what is the value in the market? So you now pay that addition. You get it? In addition to the one that the camel that you have given out as zakat. So that's how we do it. In other words, وَمْبَلَغَتْ عِنْدَهُ صَدَقَةً الْحِكَى. Whoever has quantity of camel that will warrant him to give out hikka, which is 3-year-old she-camel now, as sadaqa, وَلَيْسَتْ عِنْدَهُ الْحِكَى, but he does not have that 3-year-old she-camel. وَعِنْدَهُ الْجَذَى. Now, he does not have 3-year-old she-camel. What he has is 4-year-old she-camel. So you can see what he has is more than the required value, for him, for him to give. What is he going to do? Says, فَإِنَّهَا تُقْبَلْ مِنْهُ الْجَذَى. The 4-year-old camel will be accepted. Alright, وَيُعْطِيهِ الْمُصَدِّقِ إِشْرِينَ دِرْهَمْ. Then the person, that is the person working for the government that has come to collect the zakat from him now, will now give him the balance. Okay, will give him 20 dirham out shatin, or he gives him 2 goats. Okay, we'll give him 2 goats. So that is how Sarawahu al-Bukhari, that is the end of that hadith. Okay, here you can see that the Sharia is just, isn't it? It shows the justice of the Sharia. Okay, so that we don't ask people more than what they can afford. Okay, so if you are supposed to give a 4-year old sheep, you don't have, we will not say go and look for it by all means. No, the Sharia provides a way out. Likewise, if what you are supposed to give is 3-year old, but what you have is 4-year old, we don't collect it and say, take it like that. We'll collect it from you like that. No, we have to return the balance back to you. Okay, and you can see the person who does this is the person who goes to collect the zakat on behalf of the Islamic state. Okay, where I was explaining to you last week that even though we're not under an Islamic state now, we don't have any government that's going to make people to collect zakat, but we have organizations that make people to collect zakat. Okay, and I give the example of the zakat committee under Council of Ulama. Yeah. So that's how we do it. The next hadith, وعن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثه إلى اليمن. معاذ بن جبل, may Allah be pleased with him, said that the Prophet sent him to Yemen. I made reference to this hadith in our last class. فأمره أن يأخذ من كل 30 بكرة سبيعا أو سبيعا أو سبيعة. Okay, if you remember, as we were reading the other hadith, I saw that it only mentioned the zakat for camel and sheep. It did not mention the zakat for cows. So this is the hadith now that mentioned the zakat for cows. Okay, so in this hadith, the Prophet, Mu'adh bin Jabal is saying that when the Prophet sent him to Yemen, he told him, فَأَمَرُوا أَنْ يَأْخُلَ مِنْ كُلِّ ثَلَاثِينَ بَقَرًا. He should take from every 30 cows, he should take سَبِيعًا أَوْ سَبِيعَةً. If you take a young male cow or young female cow, Tabia is a camel, is a cow that is 1 year old. Okay, just 1 year old cow. Okay, either male or female is accepted. Okay, so the nisab for cow is 30. Okay, the nisab for sheep is what? 40, as we mentioned last week. Okay, so if you have less than 40 sheep, then there is no zakat. If you have less than 30 cows, there is no zakat. Right? Before the zakat is obligatory, the cows must be up to 30. Okay, and when it is up to 30 and 1 year has passed on it, then what you give is 1 year cow, either male or female. Tabi'an or tabi'atan. Now say, وَمِنْ كُلِّ أَرْبَعِينَ مُسِنَّةً. Then from every 40 cows, you give Musinna. Musinna is a 2-year-old cow. Okay, 2-year-old cow. Now, so if it is 30 cows you have, from 30 up to 39. So the person that has 30 will give 1-year-old cow. The person that has 35, the same thing. 34, the same thing. 38, the same thing. 39, the same thing. Until it gets to 40. Once it is up to 40, then what we'll give up is Musinna. Musinna is 2-year-old cow. Now, that's what we give up as zakat. Don't forget also, we mentioned that this is for grazing animals, alright? We shall come to another animal that the Prophet will categorically say that if your animal is not for grazing, then this zakat does not apply. Now, you know, say, وَمِن كُلِّ حَالٍ دِينَارًا وَمِن كُلِّ حَالٍ dinar. And then that the Prophet told Mu'ad that you should collect from every mature person. Min kulli hal, a halim is someone that has attained the age of maturity. Okay? Now from every mature person you should collect 1 dinar. Aw adlahu mu'afariyan, or the equivalent of it in mu'afari clothes. Mu'afari was a type of clothes that was made in Yemen at that time. Okay? Now this part of the hadith, what is it talking about? It is talking about jizya. Alright, this part of the hadith is talking about jizya. Jizya is, last week I think somebody asked a question concerning tax, and I was saying that tax in Islam is not zakat. Tax is more or less jizya. Jizya is what we take from non-Muslims. Okay? Non-Muslims who are under the Islamic state. Okay? Now, it's either they are living within the Islamic state, or they are living in their own town, but their town has been defeated by the Islamic state, okay, such that they are allowed to continue with their religion of non-Islam, okay, but since they are now under the Islamic state, they will be paying tax to the Islamic state in return for protection and provision of infrastructural amenities and things like that. Okay, so once they are under the Islamic State will take charge of protection from their enemies, to take charge of providing social amenities for them, roads, school, whatever. Okay, so in place of this, they are to pay jizya. Now, the Prophet is saying that if you are going to take jizya from them, from every mature person, take 1 dinar. Okay, 1 dinar is gold money at that time, or the equivalent in clothes. Okay, this clothes, Mu'afari clothes, was a clothes made in Yemen at that time. So what we learn from this is that jizya is only to be collected from those who are mature. Okay, so we don't charge young people. Okay, we don't charge young people. Also, in other hadith, the Prophet made it clear, you don't collect jizya from children, you don't collect jizya from women. Okay, you only take jizya from able-bodied men that can walk. Do you understand? No. So that's what they have been saying. Rawahu al-Khamsa wal-Lafzu li Ahmad. It was followed by the 5 narrator. This wording is for Imam Ahmad. Wa hassanahu al-Tirmidhi. Imam Tirmidhi read this hadith as Hassan. Wa ashara ila ikhtilaf fi wasanihi. Imam Tirmidhi made reference to the difference of opinion among Ulama concerning whether the change of narration is linked up to the Prophet on that the ikhtilaf in wasal. Is the hadith mutasil or gairu mutasil? That was me. وصححه ابن حبان والحاكم امام ابن حبان الحاكم also read this hadith as authentic. نعم. وعن عمرو بن شعيب عن أبيه عمرو بن شعيب reported from his father عن جده his father reported from his grandfather قال he said قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تؤخذ صدقات المسلمين على مياهه. The prophet said that the zakat of the Muslim is to be collected at their place of watering. The place where they water their animals. Okay, Rawahu Ahmad wa li Abi Dawud. Imam Abu Dawud in his own version of the hadith says, the Prophet said, وَلَا تُخَذُ صَدَقَاتِهِمْ إِلَّا فِي دَوْرِهِمْ. Their sadaqah, their zakat, is not to be collected except in their place of dwelling. Alright, where they live. This hadith is talking about the importance of appointing people who will go after people to collect the zakat. Okay, for those who are rearing animals, you don't expect them to carry their zakat from their bush or from where they are grazing animals and start coming down to the place where the authority is. Okay, instead, it is the authority that sends representatives to go to the villages. Alright, go to the villages, go to these farmers that are rearing animals and take and collect their zakat. So it's either you go to their pond where they take their animals for watering, okay, or you go to their place of dwelling where they are grazing their animals and collect the zakat. Okay, and collect the zakat. Like I said, in this modern day we don't have such things, but those organizations that are doing it, we can give our zakat to them. In turn, they will look for the poor and give out the zakat. Some people, by their nature, if you don't go to remind them, they forget that they are supposed to give zakat. They forget that they are supposed to give zakat. Either they forget, or when they, some of them don't have adequate knowledge of what they are supposed to give out. Okay? So, but when we have people who are knowledgeable, who know the rules and regulations concerning zakat, then they are in a better position to be able to tell, to educate people from your world, this is what you are supposed to give. Okay? And educate them properly on what to give. You know, a woman once asked me a question sometimes some years back, a very rich woman. She's not in this time, from my other state. Okay, but she called me and she was asking me, she said she listened to a lecture of a scholar, and the scholar was saying that if she wants to give up her zakat, she's supposed to distribute her money, divide her money into 40 places and give one of her 40 as zakat. So she was surprised to hear that. So she was asking me. I said, yes, that's what I'm supposed to give. And now I said, have you not been giving out zakat all these years? She never said, she has been doing now. I said, okay, how do you give out the zakat? She said, every year she just cook rice and take it to Makaranto and just give it to children to eat. That's how she gives it. That's how she gives out the zakat. So you don't be surprised that you see somebody give money, I don't know anything about zakat, even though they have the money. Alright, so that's why we must continue to educate them. Make sure that they pay out their zakat. It's very, very important because it's one of the most important means of alleviating poverty among the Muslim community. If all our rich men are to give us zakat as at 20, the way they are supposed to, it will go a long way, alright, in alleviating poverty among the Muslims. So that is it. Imam says, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس على المسلم في عبده ولا في فرشه صدقة. رواه البخاري. The Prophet said in this hadith, there is no zakat to be paid by a Muslim on his servant, his slave, the abdihi, his slave, wala fi farasihi, or his house. Okay, there is no zakat to be paid by a person for his slave and his house. Rawi al-Bukhari. It was reported by Bukhari. Wali Muslim, in this version of Imam Muslim, Prophet said, laysa fil abdi sadaqah. There is no zakat for a person to be paid upon his slave. Illa sadaqatul fitr, except zakatul fitr. Okay, so what this hadith is talking about is that when you own property that are for your personal use, okay, then there's no zakat on them. Okay, you see, zakat, Islam wants to pay zakat on wealth that is growing. Okay, wealth that is developing, that is increasing, that is growing. Okay, so you pay zakat for it. But wealth or any money, property that is for your personal use, okay, personal use, it's not for growth, then Islam does not say you should pay zakat. So when a person has slave that is serving him, okay, he doesn't have to pay zakat. Even though, you know, slave is wealth, or right? Slave is money, and those things. So, but because this is for your personal use, then there's no zakat. Likewise, your house that you ride personally, there's no zakat for it. In modern day, you can say your house, okay. Very soon I will tell you the current value of zakat in gold. Right, it's about 15 million. So let's say a person builds a house that is worth 100 million. Okay, but it is his personal house where he stays with him and his wife and children. Okay, even though this house he's living in is more than the nisab for zakat, if he has no any other money, okay, that he's doing business with or any other money separate, then there will be no zakat on him for this particular house, because it is his personal house that he's living in, even though the value of the house is more than the nisab. Likewise, if you have a car that is worth, let's say, 50 million, alright, but it's your personal car for going from one place to the other, then you don't have to pay zakat for that car. Do we understand? No, you don't have to pay zakat for that car. So any commodity or any property that you own for your personal use, okay, then there is no zakat on it. It is under this that some scholars, okay, some scholars have the opinion that women don't have to pay zakat for their gold jewelry. Do you understand? Their jewelry, their chains, their bangles, their rings, their earring or whatever that are in gold. Some scholars of the field that sees this as for their personal use, just for justification, then in line with this hadith, they don't have to pay zakat, for just the view of some scholars. But many other scholars of the field that they have to pay zakat for it, because we have some hadith that indicate that even if these jewels are for their personal use, they can. We shall come to some of those hadith. We will discuss this matter in more detail when we get to that hadith, inshallah. Then the Prophet now in the second version of the hadith, it says, لَيْسَ فِي الْعَبْدِ صَدَقَ إِلَّا صَدَقَةِ الْفِطْرِ. A person does not have to pay zakat for his slave except zakat al-fitr. Meaning, in those days when there was slaves, during zakat al-fitr, you are supposed to pay zakat for yourself, for your wife, for your children, and also for your slave. Okay, you pay zakat al-fitr for them. Zakat al-fitr is different from the normal zakat that is a pillar among the pillars of Islam. We'll come to the chapter on zakat al-fitr later also. So, if a person has a slave, then you have to pay zakat al-fitr for that slave. In modern times, if you have a housemaid, okay, that is staying with you, you are one, the house girl or house help is under you, okay, then when you are giving out zakat al-fitr, you should also give zakat al-fitr for that housemaid. Okay, then the next hadith, وَعَنْ بَهَرْ بِنْ حَكِيمْ أَنْ أَبِيهِ أَنْ جَدِّهِ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَمْ فِي قُلِّ سَائِمَةِ إِبِنْ فِي أَرْبَعِينَ بِنْتُ لَبُونَ. The Prophet said that فِي قُلِّ سَائِمَةِ إِبِنْ, for every grazing camel, like I said, okay, what was the zakat for animals? It is for the grazing animals. So that is that is the condition. For every grazing camel, T48. For every 40, you should give out them to Lagoon. You give out a she camel that is 2 years old. She camel that is 2 years old. We already mentioned the last hadith, as Allah said, that as from 36 to 45. That's when you give out them to Lagoon. Alright, you remember in that hadith we said if you have 5 camels, you give up what? 1 goat. 1 goat or sheep. If you have 15, you give out 2. If you have 5, you give out 1. If you have 10, you give out 2. If you have 15, you give out 3. 3 goats or sheep. If you have 20 camels, you give out 4. Up to 24. Okay, you start giving zakat from the camel when it's up to 25. I will say from that 25, up till 35, okay, what you give up is din to maha, that is a she camel that is 1 year old, okay, but as from 36 up to 45, that's when you now give din to the moon, which is 2 year old she camel. So what the Prophet is saying here is for every 40 minutes from 36 to 45, that 40 is within that range, okay, so you give up din to the moon, that is 2 year old she camel. In other words, لا تفرق إبل عن حسابها. Do not separate camel, okay, from their calculated number. That's similar to what we said before. For those that are into partnership, okay. So if the partnership, the total number of camels belonging to the two of them or more, is up to nisab, they should not divide it in order to evade or escape giving out zakat. We explained that in detail last week. In other words, من أعطاها. Whoever gives out the zakat. Mu'tajiran biha, hoping to get reward. You give out your zakat as at when due, willingly, hoping to get reward from Allah. Falahu ajruha, inshallah you will have the reward. Wa man mana'aha, whoever refuses to give out zakat. Fa inna akhidhuha, we shall take it by force. Alright? Fa inna akhidhuha, we shall collect it by force. Wa shatri malihi, alongside part of his wealth again. Do you understand this? This is like saying that we are going to take what is due, then we shall fine him again. We shall impose a fine on him to pay for refusing to give out zakat as when due. Do you understand? That's the meaning of فَإِنَّا آخِذُهَا, we shall collect the zakat that is due, وَشَطْرَ مَالِي, and a part of his wealth as punishment. Okay, we shall find him and take part of his wealth again as punishment for him. Okay, he says, عَزَمَةٌ مِنْ عَزَمَاتِ رَبِّنَا, this is a right among the rights of our Lord. Alright, it's Allah that has enjoined us to give us zakat obligatorily. Alright, he now said, لَا يَحِلُّ لِآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْهَا شَيْءٍ, nothing from this zakat is permissible for the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet is saying that when I take this money, it's not for me. Alright, I'm taking it and giving it out to those that I intend to be giving. It's not because I'm selfish, I want to take the money for myself. As far as the Prophet is concerned, him and his family, it's not permissible for them to collect zakat. Do you understand? Now, when the Prophet said, لَا يَحِلُّ لِآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ, it's not permissible for the family of Muhammad. Ali Muhammad here refers to the Banu Hashim. Okay, at that time. When we say Banu Hashim, we're talking about Abu Talib and his family. Abu Talib is the father of Ali bin Abi Talib. Alright, so people like Ali bin Abi Talib cannot collect zakat. People like Ja'far bin Abi Talib cannot collect zakat. People like Akil, all these are brothers of Ali. Okay, their father is Abu Talib. Abu Talib is the uncle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Abu Talib and his family cannot take zakat. Al-Abbas is also another uncle of the Prophet, him and his children. Alright, so his son Abdullah bin Abbas, or his another son, he has another called Al-Fadl. Alright, all these people cannot collect zakat. Then you have Al-Harith, this is another uncle of the Prophet, him and his family cannot collect. Then you have Abu Lahab. Alright, Abu Lahab is Abdullah, who is a Muslim. Okay, if there's any good body is a Muslim among his family, he also cannot collect zakat. Then of course the Prophet father, who is Abdullah, him is dead, but the Prophet himself cannot collect zakat. Likewise, Allah said, even the wife of the Prophet are included in his family. Alright, so his wife Aisha, Umm Salama, all the rest, all of these people are not entitled to take zakat. Alright, they are not entitled to pay zakat. So this hadith indicates that the family of the Prophet, the household of the Prophet, are not entitled to collect zakat. Okay? No, they are not entitled. And it shows that in Islam, even though this is a little, there is a difference between among scholars. Is it permissible to impose fine as punishment in Islam or not? There are scholars who have written that it is not permissible to impose fine as punishment. Alright, because the wealth of a Muslim is sacred. Alright, the Prophet said, "La yahillu mal al-imri illa bi tibi nafsihi." Alright, the money, the wealth of a person is not permissible except if he gives it out willingly. So, some scholars have written that you do not impose fine and make people pay fine from their money when they are not willing. Okay, so if a person has committed an offense, you're going to punish him, you can give him another sanction, but not fine. Because if you impose fine, that gives an opportunity for unjust ruler to take over people's wealth. That is the view of some scholars. While other scholars are saying no, alright, fine are permissible in Islam, right? If the leader, the person in authority feels like that is what is going to make people to obey the law, you can impose fine on people. And they base their opinion on this type of hadith, where the Prophet is saying that those who refuse to give zakat, we shall take it from them and also impose a fine. We are going to take part of their money from them as punishment. You understand? No. So if you commit an offense, you can be fined in Islam based on this hadith. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Rawu Ahmad wa Abu Dawud wa Nasai wa Sahahu al-Hakim. وعلق الشافعي القول به على ثبوته. Imam Shafi is of the opinion that he is saying that it will be permissible to take fine, to impose fine on people if this hadith is authentic. That means what it means by وعلق الشافعي القول به. Meaning Imam Shafi, what they ask him, is it permissible to impose fine on people as punishment? He is saying that if this hadith is authentic, then that is my opinion. That's what it means by وعلق الشافعي القول به على ثبوتها على ثبوت الحديث. All right, على ثبوت الحديث. نعم. Dari tambah? Kalau kau cakap, dari tambah? نعم. All right, fine. The next hadith. وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كانت لك 100 dirham. The Prophet said that if you have up to 200 dirham, وحال عليها الحول. And 1 year has passed on that 200 dirham, فَفِيهَا خَمْسَةُ دَرَاهِمْ. Alright, what you give out as zakat is 5 dirham. That's what I told you, that a quarter of 10, 1 over 40 of 200 dirham is 5 dirham, not 20, as people were calculating. Okay? So the Prophet said, فَفِيهَا خَمْسَةُ دَرَاهِمْ. What you give out is 5 dirham. وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ شَيْءٍ. And there is nothing obligated upon you, حَتَّى يَكُونَ لَكَ 20 دِينَارٍ. Until you have up to 20 dinar. Dinar is gold money. Okay? So if you have less than 20 dinar, then no zakat. Until you have 20 dinar. وَحَالَ عَلَيْهَا الْحَوْلِ. And 1 year has passed on that 20 dinar. فَفِيهَا نِصْفُ dinar. For this, you will give half of dinar. That's the same thing as a quarter of 10. The same rubu al-ushr. That is nisfu al-dinar. You know, say, فَمَا زَادَ. Whatever is additional to that money, for the hisab, you are going to calculate it in the same manner. Add everything together and give out 1 over 40. Now, you know, say, وَلَيْسَ فِي مَالِ الزَّكَةِ حَتَّى يَحُولَ عَلَيْهِ الْحَوْلِ. There shall be no zakat on money, on any wealth, until 1 year passes by. Okay, until after 1 year. رواه أبو داود وهو حسن. So, Imam Abu Dawud, and it is Hassan. وقد اختلفوا في رفعه. Some scholars differ on whether the hadith is marfu or not. So, like I said, in those days, the money was dirham and dinar. Dirham, silver money, dinar, gold money. Currently, okay, there is no gold or silver money. What we have is naira, dollars, pounds, and whatever. There is zakat on this currency that we are using now. Okay? Now, because dinar and dirham at that time was used as that was the currency at that time. Okay, so whatever people are using as currency at this time, we replace them. Now, but here is the problem now. How do we calculate the zakat? Should we use silver, dirham, or should we use gold? Okay, should we use silver or should we use gold? Take note, this 200 dirham at that time, okay, in raw silver. If it is raw silver, not money, raw silver, there is also zakat on it. Okay? If it is raw silver, the gram, okay, the gram is 595 grams. Okay, so if you have raw silver and you weigh it is up to 595, if it's up to 595 grams, then there is zakat on it. If it is gold, you have raw gold, if you weigh, if it's up to 85 grams, okay, then there is zakat on it. 85 grams for gold, 595 grams for silver. Now, this 85 grams now, okay, if we were to calculate it in Naira, currently, as of Friday, this last week Friday, today is Sunday, 3 days ago, as of Friday, the value is 15,697,208. You understand? 15,697,280. That is the value for gold. So it means if your money is up to this amount and you have possessed this money for 1 year, okay, then you divide it over 40 and give 1 over 40 as zakat. Do you understand? But if we are calculating using silver, 595 grams of silver as a third match. I was trying to get the most recent estimation. I could not get it, but the one I got was for the 3rd of June. Hey, we're in June now, but today's what? Today's 21. So this value I'm giving you now is for as a 3rd of June, because it's fluctuating. Alright, it changes from time to time, and that's why you see like the committee under the Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs, the council under the Sultan of Sokoto, every week they are always calculating it and releasing it, but they concentrate on gold. Right? They only concentrate on gold. So, but if we are to calculate it using silver, 595 grams, as of 3rd June, the value is 1,939,700 naira. What do you observe? The difference is much, isn't it? Yes. We are using gold, we said the value is what? 15 million. But we are using silver, it's just almost 2 million, 1,939,000. So that is where the problem is now. So should we ask people to calculate their nifab, their money for zakat, using gold or using silver? Do you understand? Here scholars differ. Okay, scholars differ. Like I told you, the Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs based their calculation on gold alone. So today, if you have less than 15 million, then there's no zakat on your wealth. Okay, there's no zakat on your wealth. The reason why they use gold is because they are looking at the fact that the value for silver has dropped drastically. Alright, it has dropped drastically. And if we were to use silver in their argument, the zakat will not be very proportionate. Alright, because it will look somehow for you to say that somebody who has 1,939,000 is a rich man, he has to give zakat. Then you now come to somebody who has 25 cows. You say there's no zakat on your wall. You understand? Because we say for you to pay zakat for cow, the total number of cows must be how many? 30. How much is 30 cows? In Naira now. Huh? Do you understand? So they are looking at it that if we take silver, when we compare it to the zakat in other worlds, it will not be proportionate. Do you understand? Somebody with 25 cows, you say it's not a rich man, doesn't have to pay zakat. Somebody with 29 cows, no zakat. If you are using sheep, somebody with 30 sheep, no zakat. Somebody with 35, no zakat. Until the sheep is up to 40. Then you now come and meet a farmer that has 2 million, you say you have to give zakat. Do you understand? So that is their argument. Alright? They are looking at it from the point of view that the value for silver has dropped worldwide. So it's better we leave it out and concentrate on gold so that the money for zakat will be proportionate across all wealth of zakat. Other scholars of the general know, okay, when we come to zakat, what we're supposed to look at is what will be more advantageous to the poor. Do you understand? Because if we say we are going to base our calculation on gold, it means All of us here, how many people give zakat? Maybe I don't get 15 million, so I don't give zakat. Alright? But I don't know of people here. How many of you have 15 million? Hello, Mama. <Mama. laughs> Do you understand? What I'm trying to say is that when we peg it at, if we use gold, then a lot of people will be out. But when you say 2 million, many people say, yeah, we have up to 2 million to give zakat. Do you mean it? So they are saying that when we use silver, then there will be the number of people that will be used to pay zakat will increase, and that will be more advantageous to the poor, because many people will give out. But if we use gold, then we are going to be screening out a lot of people from giving out zakat. So these are the two arguments among scholars. Allah knows best. Allah knows best. Okay, but Allah kulli hal, if you have this money, all right, if you have this money, more than 2 million naira a 1 year far, okay, willingly you can give. Even if it is not obligatory on you based on the scholars that are saying, if you go, give out, okay, give out, so that you will be free from difference of opinion on the day of judgment. Wallahu ta'ala a'adam, Allah knows best. Okay, Allah knows best, inshaAllah. Allah kulli hal, for a while, you don't give out zakah until 1 year has passed. Like he said, wa laysa fi mali zakah hatta yahulu alayhi al-hawl. There was a Tirmidhi, and even Umar. Man istafada malan. The Prophet said, whoever earned any wealth, any money, فلا زكاة عليه. There will be no zakat on it, حتى يحول عليه الحول. Okay, so this, all these matters are emphasizing the need for you to own this money for at least 1 year. Take note, this is for zakat concerning cattle, okay, that is animals, grazing animals, and for currency, okay. But as we shall come to see, zakat for farm produce, okay, when you farm and you harvest in large quantity, we are going to mention this when we get there, you don't have to wait for 1 year before you give out zakat. Zakat for farm produce is given after the harvest. Okay, so this hadith does not affect zakat for farm produce. Do you understand? This hadith does not affect the zakat for, we shall come to that, we will discuss it in more detail, inshallah. Then وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال ليس في البقر العوامل صدقة. Okay, رواه أبو داود والدارقطني والراجح وصفه أيضا. Okay, the Prophet here is saying that ليس في البقر العوامل. So there is no zakat for a cattle that is for working cattle. Like I said, working cattle here refers to when you own cattle, it's not for grazing, but it's for work. Like people who use cattle on their farm, you know, there is a way you can call tie ridges to that iron that is made for ridges on the camel, on the cattle. Okay, as it's working, it is making ridges for you on the farm. So if this is the purpose of owning the camel, the cow, okay, then there's no zakat on it because it's for personal use. Okay, or that people who use that cow to fetch water, all right, they fetch water with this, they tie containers on it and they use to fetch water. So if your cattle, either cow or camel or whatever it is, if you are using it for work, okay, not for grazing and production, then there will be no zakat on such type of cattle. Okay, so that's what this hadith is talking about. Now, then let's still continue a little bit before we stop, inshallah. So one, Amr bin Shad and Abi and Jadihi Abdullah بن عمر أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من ولي يتيما. The Prophet said, whoever is the guardian of an orphan, له مال, and that orphan has wealth, فليتجر له, he should use that wealth to trade, he should trade with that wealth. ولا يتركه حتى تأكله الصدقة, should not leave the money till zakat eats it up. Alright, because for example, a small child, his father died, and he inherits millions of naira. If you just keep it in the bank like that, you are not using it to trade. You are not doing something with it to make it multiply. Every year there will be zakat on it. You give up. Every year, no, zakat will be reducing it. Okay, so the Prophet is saying that if you are in charge of the wealth of an orphan, then trade with it, multiply it. Okay, multiply it. So that you will not be giving out zakat, and then zakat will end up taking large sum from that wealth. This hadith indicates that number one, there is supposed to be a guardian for every orphan. Alright, when a person dies, leaving behind children who are not up to the age of maturity, then somebody should stand as guardian or to take care of their wealth. And that person must be somebody who is trustworthy. Okay, the wealth of orphan is haram. Alright, the Prophet of Islam said in Surah Nisa, and those who eat the wealth of orphan, إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلْنَا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا, they are eating fire. Unfortunately, this thing is very common now. Alright, you see somebody is in charge of the children of his brother or his sister or whatever, and you see him doing anyhow with their wealth. Alright, this is wrong. The money in your hand is trust. Okay, then you are supposed to use it to try to multiply it. Okay, for the benefit of the orphan. So this study shows that an orphan must have the guardian. Then it shows that, like I said at last week, the zakat is obligatory on the money, irrespective of the owner, whether the owner is matured or not. You can see an orphan is below the age of maturity, yet there is zakat on his money. Unlike salat. Alright, if a person is below the age of maturity, salat is not obligated upon him, isn't it? Fast is not obligatory, but if the person has money, then there will be zakat on that money. Okay, irrespective of whether the person who owns it is matured, or the person is a madman, or whatever. No. Now, the chain of transmission is weak. Wallahu shahid mursal in the shahid. But there is another hadith that is mursal that supports the hadith. Now, let me take this one last hadith and we'll stop, inshallah. Wa an Abdullah bin Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala kana Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam iza atahu qawmun bi. He said, the messenger of Allah, whenever people bring their zakat to him, qala Allahumma salli alayhim. When people bring their zakat to the Prophet, will say, oh Allah, bless them. Allahumma salli alayhim, meaning, oh Allah, bless them. Okay? And the Prophet is doing that in obedience to the verse of the Prophet. Allah says, salli alayhim. Now, khut min amwalihi sadaqa. To tahiruhum, wa tuzakihim biha. Now, say, wa salli alayhim. Inna salataka sakanun lahum. Right now, the Prophet said that if you take zakat from their wealth, it will purify their wealth, and then he should bless them, because that prayer of the Prophet is sort of tranquility to them. So, when we take zakat from people, we should pray for them. Say, may Allah increase your wealth, may Allah bless your wealth, and all that. So, it's good when you collect zakat to pray for the person who gives out zakat. So, we'll stop here, inshallah. Whatever was said at the start, may Allah reward us. Whatever was wrong, may Allah forgive us. إن الله يكفر في المولد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
If we acquire
Allah is pure, that's the problem with some people, is that they take one part of sex from the Sharia and they forget the other parts of the text of the Sharia. Allah, you cannot understand the Sharia except you look at it holistically. Don't just take one side and forget one side. You understand? No. So it's wrong. Right? Allah does not ask you to go and steal money and say you give out the car to sacrifice. Nothing like that. Okay? You must earn your money legitimately, lawfully. Then you now give zakat. Purify meaning it will bring the blessings of Allah upon that only like purification here. Alright, meaning it will bring blessings of Allah upon it. And Allah will not put his blessing on something that is haram. Okay? So their understanding is wrong. Now, alayhi salam.
You are going to see that cut before, you are going to
Now, the translation of the power, I will conform to that. Alright, for the sake of art, I will explain from that other hadith that I was planning to explain this matter on that hadith. We'll come next week, inshallah. You see, when you have wealth, okay, and that wealth multiplies, okay, then the nisab, when calculating nisab, you calculate everything together. Like in this case now, you have 30 cows. They are up to nisab already, okay? Then you start calculating 1 year. But suddenly, just before the 1 year, we already said it's 30 cows. We're going to give one cow of 1 year old, isn't it? But let's say just 2 months before the completion of the 1 year, about 10 among them give birth. Do you understand? 10 among them give birth, and you now have 40 cows. You understand? You have 40 now. So automatically your zakat will become a zakat of musinna. It is a zakat of 2 year old. Alright? Because you are going to, this additional 10 now, you know, is a reproduction from the original 30. You understand? So in this case, you calculate their nisab together. You understand? But supposing, okay, supposing when you own that 30 cow, you understand? You own that 30 cow, then there's a couple of them, alright, isn't it? One camel, one cow that is 1 year old. Then just before the cow, before the completion of the year, somebody came and gives you 10 additional cow. You know, this 10 now did not multiply from this 30. Yes, they did not multiply from this 30. So in this situation now, alright, this is where many scholars have looking on that you have to keep that 10 will not be added to this 30 in calculating nisab. Alright, because they did not multiply from this 30. So if you choose to add and give, it is fine. Alright, but there will be no obligation because they did not multiply from this 30. Come in. Yes, that's what scholars are saying. Alright, that's what scholars are saying. Now that, you know, the thing is this. You have two options. You have two options. Actually, there's a small difference of opinion among scholars. Okay? If you are supposed to give 3-year-old camel, but you don't have it, alright, can you go and buy and give, or it must be from your flock? Do you understand? There's a difference of opinion. There are scholars who permit, okay, that's what is obligation, but you don't have it now. You can go and buy and just be. Do you understand? While others are saying, no, it must be from your flock. So now that you don't have from your flock, what do? You just go by what the prophet said. If it's 1 year below, alright, you give the one you have, you add two gold. Alright, so now if it is 2 years below, that will be like 4 gold. Do you understand? Like that. Now, any other question? Alaykum salam, please ask me. Now. Yes, I said 15 million, 697 as at Friday. This last Friday. I was going to answer your question easily, but you mentioned something that makes it difficult to speak. When you say go, you have to understand, the zakat for every property is different. You understand? So when you have money and you have camel, you don't join money and camel. Zakat for camel is different. You calculate nisab for camel separately. You calculate nisab for money separately. Do you understand? Just like you have camel, you have cow. Alright? Then you have half here. Ordinarily, if you join it, they may form nisab. No. Dear Master, you don't do that. Camel separate, cow separate, sheep separate. Dear Master. So, but let's assume you didn't mention gold in what you mentioned now. You say you have property, you have houses. You understand? You have machine, you have motor, you have whatever. It depends on what you are doing with this property. Like I said, if you have properties that are not for growth, alright, they are your personal use. Somebody, we can have somebody who has three houses. He has a house in Bakoja, he has another one in Abuja, he has another one in Lagos. Do you understand? Okay? But now he's broke. He doesn't have money again in his account. He doesn't have any money. But this house, he didn't put rent on it, it's his house. Maybe he has three wives. One is in Bakoja, one is in Abuja, one is in Lagos. Do you understand? He will not be asked to pay zakat for this property because they are for his personal use. Do you understand? But if a person is like an estate developer, alright, he builds house and sells them. He builds house and sells them. You get it? And so if that's what you are doing with the house, you build and sell, you build and sell, then here now we look at the value of that property. You have to quantify it and say you have to pay zakat for it. Is it clear? You must have owned it for more than 1 year. That's a permanent condition. Right? So any words, but I said the only exception is farm produce. I mentioned that. You need farm produce is where we don't wait for 1 year. But any other words, again, you must have possessed it for 1 year. Right? It must have been up to the nisab for 1 year.
That's it.
Offer.
No.
If it's money, raw cash, or whether you are turning over or not, so long as it's up to Nisab, you pay the cash. Alright?
Even if you are not turning over,
you have to pay. What we are saying for personal use is other property other than cash, other than money. You understand? House. Alright, if a person dies, he leaves behind a beautiful car for his orphan. You understand? And you are keeping that money, you are keeping that car. So that when the orphan grows, alright, him too, you will have a car to ride. Yeah, no, there will be no zakat on that. But it's for personal use. Alright, but when it is money in the bank, you have to pay zakat for it. No. Yes, there was a cut on it, alright, because it's money that is multiplying. You understand? The value of shares increase and decrease, isn't it? So it's wealth that is multiplying, it's for growth. Okay, so if the total is up to the nisab and the nisab has been there for more than for 1 year, there is a cut on it, inshallah. Now, that's all. May Allah give you knowledge. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.